place where you were growing a crop, maybe of wheat or corn or something like that? Would it be called?
Well, just a field.
Okay, great. You mentioned corn a little earlier. Was that corn ever stored somewhere?
Yes, we stored it. We generally had corn cribbing.
Okay.
And it was stored in corn cribbing.
Okay. There are a couple of terms that just wondered if you'd heard of. One is a farm implement that's called a go-devil. Have you ever
go
heard?
Go-devil?
Yes.
You bet, I've run them.
Well, tell me what is a go-devil? It's
well, it's an equipment, and it has it's also called a buck rake.
Okay, great.
And it has teeth out here in front, about 8 feet long probably, and it's probably 12 feet wide. And you go under the hay and you pick it up. When you get the teeth under the bucked hay, well, you pick it up and then you take it to your stack.
Okay.
They rake the hay.
Right.
And then they go along and they buck this up. And then when they get it full, when they get this full in front, then they'll back out and let that, and then they'll go get some more. Then later on, when that hay has grown, dried out enough to stack, then they go use the go-devil again and pick that up and take it to the stack where they use a stacker to stack it with. Of course, they don't do that anymore,
no.
But they did in the old days.
Yeah. That's not a term you hear much anymore, is it?
Mm-mm. I have a nephew that is a weatherman in Denver on Channel 9, and one of the men that works with him, he told him about coming down here and running the go-devil, you know. And his friend said, I know what that is, but said, I bet there isn't anybody here at the TV station that knows what it is.
You don't hear that much anymore. The thing that would be put over a horse's mouth so that it could eat when it was out, not maybe when you were out somewhere.
I don't know.
Call it a feed bag? Would that have been a...
Yeah. Feedback,
okay.
But we've never used any of that, so
okay.
I never thought about that.
I wanted you to look at a picture of a saddle and just see if you could identify some of these parts for me. Like number one here, this thing on top. Do you know?
Well, that's the saddle horn.
Okay, and the thing it rests on, number three. Do you know what that is?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I can't really tell you much about
okay.
this. The stirrups
all right.
and...
All right, the stirrups would be number 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Would number 12 have a name, these... long strands coming
yeah,
in?
Yeah, it does, but I couldn't
okay.
tell you.
How about number 14? That's just the...
I know, but I can't think.
Would number 2 be called the cantle?
That didn't sound right to
okay.
me.
Okay.
But anyway, I can't tell you much about a saddle.
Okay. Okay.
My husband could tell you
okay.
everything, but I couldn't.
Okay. How about the thing that goes under the horse? Is that
well, that
number,
is the...
13? Be the cinch?
Cinch, yeah.
Okay. Great. All right. That's good. Let me show you. Would you know a bridle? Would you know the parts of a bridle?
Well, not too much.
Okay. Well, would you know number one here, the part that goes in front of the horse's head?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll tell you why I don't know too much about this.
Okay.
I had 5 brothers, and we never was allowed, you know, out around this. And when we wanted to go riding on the horse, it was already saddled and bridled, and we took a ride. So I really don't know, but I have a daughter that rode and did a lot. She could tell you.
Okay.
But myself, I don't know. It was always bridled and saddled, and I got on and I rode.
Well, that's kind of nice just to be able to. Would this be number 11? The whole thing would be called?
Oh, that's a bit.
Okay. And these things right here would be called?
The lot and the
reins. Okay. All right. That's fine. I don't know them either. That's one of the reasons I was asking. Just trying to clarify what all these parts are.